Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 31st, 2025. There'll be an informational meeting tonight in Belfast about Nesterly, a platform that helps people who have a room to rent match with people who need one. And tonight's meeting is sponsored by the City of Belfast Housing and Development Committee. According to the announcement, Nesterly is a Maine Housing Authority approved platform and a safe and managed process. The presentation and Q&A tonight will be from 6 to 7:30 at the Belfast Free Library. You can find more information at nesterly.com. The Ellsworth Public Library is committed to expanding access to essential resources with April programs focused on digital literacy, mental health support, food security, and technology assistance. Highlights include a movie night on April 9th featuring a documentary on media literacy, a conversation about sexual assault awareness with Aroostook Mental Health Center on April 10th, and hands-on tech support on April 24th. Families can meet a Maine Game Warden on April 11th, enjoy a veggie-themed story time with Healthy Acadia on April 19th, and the Ellsworth Public Library is proud to support the Hancock County Food Drive and invites the community to participate in the Food Drive Readathon. The library will offer computer tutor drop-ins on Mondays from 10 a.m. to noon only during the month of April. Registration is not required. For more information on all of those programs, you can go to ellsworthlibrary.net. And in case you haven't heard, starting April 15th, Acadia National Park is moving to a cashless fee collection system. They say that transitioning to electronic payments only reduces transaction times and saves money. The Park Service says that visitors who are only able to pay with cash may purchase a park pass from one of 9 local third-party vendors. You can get more information at nps.gov/ACAD, the abbreviation for Acadia. Also, several times each year, the National Park Service offers free admission. The next date for that is coming up in a few weeks. That's going to be on Saturday, April 19th, the first day of National Park Week. And finally, the Maine Secretary of State, Shenna Bellows, continues to review and analyze the impact of President Trump's recently signed executive order entitled Preserving and Protecting the Integrity of American Elections. According to the Secretary of State's office, the order impacts both the Bureau of Corporation Elections and Commissions and the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, both part of the Maine Secretary of State Department, through its attacks on data integrity in state systems. Secretary Bellows issued a statement on Friday that reads, quote, Maine elections are free, safe, secure, and accessible. Executive orders cannot change federal voter registration law or Maine election law, nor can executive orders compel Maine to enter into data sharing agreements to turn over information about Maine citizens to anyone. In our democracy, the power and authority to make laws lies with the legislative branch. It is ironic that President Trump asserts this executive order will protect, quote, election integrity, end quote, when his administration just zeroed out all the funding for states to protect election integrity through the Cybersecurity Infrastructure and Security Agency and the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. I have serious concerns about the policies proposed in the executive order that would make it harder to vote for women, military, overseas voters, and rural citizens. I am also deeply concerned about the data sharing requirements listed in the executive order. Mainers should be able to trust that their voter registration and driver's license data will be protected by their government. Previous and ongoing actions by this administration have shown a disregard for information security and data privacy. So I will work with my colleagues in Maine and around the country to protect the rights of Maine voters and for the security of our elections, end quote. That statement was from Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows on Friday. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.